A strongish rally at the close overnight in the United States. Scott Hayward, good morning.
Good morning to you, Gareth. Yes, the Wall Street closed higher. Just in the last hour of trade, snapping a five-day losing streak for the major indices in the US. Banks, energy companies and communications accounted for the broader gains. Healthcare and utilities fell. And that's coming off the biggest weekly drop that the S&P 500 has had since June. So unfortunately, though, our market was supposed to go down yesterday, I thought, but it went up. And I think our market's actually going to go down now today because it was running on the rally that they thought the US would have. So our market's going to fall, in my opinion, about 20 points in an hour and 20's time. But interestingly, the price of oil rose 1% to hit back above US $70 a barrel. It hasn't been at that level since August. And natural gas prices jumped 6% at their highest level since the middle of 2014. That was a 2.6% rise for ExxonMobil and a 7% jump in Marathon Oil. Now, that has two factors. One, it could mean we'll be paying a bit more for gas and petrol probably in coming months. But whenever gas and oil go up at the same time, it does mean that there is a level of economic recovery because there is demand. And that's interesting. Now, one company that certainly caught my eye was Spirit Aerosystems. Now, I'm not expecting you to have heard of them, but they supply key parts to Boeing. Now, they rose 5% following this announcement from the Biden administration. They said that they are going to give more support to the airline industry and have made a $482 million available to the aviation industry manufacturers to help them not give pay cuts through the pandemic, right, and more importantly, not have people lose their job. Now, that's very interesting. You've got the government coming in and saying, we're going to support the airline industry with a $482 million facility that's going to be available for manufacturers to, you know, stop pay cuts, stop job losses, and some of the stocks have gone up. And that's a very interesting attitude that the Biden administration will take. You've got an increase in oil prices, and then you've got an increase in support for the airline industry. And that, again, is a very key barometer in an economic recovery. So that's going to lead me into my 6PR breakfast hashtag stock to watch.
Speaking of flying, are there stock to watch today?
Yeah, well, we have talked about this over the last 6 months, Gareth, but the 6PR breakfast hashtag stock to watch is Sydney Airports. Of course, they have two main businesses, which is aviation in Sydney Airport and leasing and advertising opportunities. Yesterday, they received an increase in their offer from the Sydney Aviation Alliance Consortium. In July, they were offered $8.25 to try and take it over. Sydney Airport said, well, you're not even at the price that we were pre-pandemic. And yesterday, they came out and said, well, now we're going to offer you $8.75. Now, interestingly, Sydney Airports have opened the door and said, okay, you can now do some due diligence on your revised indicative, conditional and non-binding proposal and have a look at our books. Now, in my opinion, you know, I'm not expecting international passenger travel to return to levels pre-COVID to about 2023, maybe even 2024. But there will certainly be a domestic recovery sooner rather than later. So this latest takeover bid, you know, may still have the board concluding that the bid's undervalued. But it's interesting that they have opened the doors to say, right, you can do due diligence, which I didn't expect. I thought they might have been a little bit, maybe wanting a little bit more. But what it does also mean, it could also mean that others could now say, well, $8.75 is the number on the table, and we could bid potentially higher. So they close at $8.37. The 52-week high is $8.41. They've been as low as $5. But certainly interesting times with Sydney Airport. So based on what we've heard, all prices up, Biden throwing some money in the aviation industry in the US, and Sydney Airports is opening the doors for a takeover offer. 6PR breakfast hashtag stock to watch is SYD Sydney Airports. Unfortunately, I'm expecting our market to open a touch weaker in about an hour and 17 time.
Good on you, Scotty. We'll chat again tomorrow.
Thanks, Gareth.